All right, back in studio with Ron Wolfley, the color commentator for the Cardinals. You can hear every Saturday on our sister station, Sports 98.7. I still try to see the peak.
Arizona Sports 98.7 FM. That's the way we like to punch it in the FM business. FM, Rosie.
FM.
See, I called you Rosie. Okay, that's the first time that I called him Rosie here, right? I am so sorry. I apologize to you, but I told you, Romy, I was going to call you Rosie three more times. So that's the second time that I've called you Rosie since you showed up here. So we got one more. Where it's Romy.
I like that.
Where do you want to go in this beautiful part of the program?
We're through
right
preseason. Preseason. Does that mean anything, or is that just guys dusting the cobwebs
off? My goodness. Preseason is... I can't tell you how many veterans, all they want to do in a preseason game, they just want to get through it without suffering any type of injury. They just don't really, they don't really prepare for it. They just want to get through it. They want to endure it more than anything else. And most of the coaches, they're sitting there like, we got to do this. We got to take our guy, Carson Palmer. We got to run him out there onto the field. It's got to happen. But, man, we can certainly mitigate how many reps and how much exposure he's going to have in this game. And that's exactly what they do. And everyone knows it. Now, it's obviously a big deal, Romy, for a lot of the young guys that are trying to make a football team. But when you've got a team like the Arizona Cardinals as deep as they are, 1 through 53 on the roster, it's kind of a losing proposition. It's a difficult task because when you have a veteran-laden team that's Super Bowl caliber like the Cardinals have, it's going to be very difficult to make that team.
And we kick off this season hosting the Patriots. Now,
Sunday night.
Being from New York, are you a I know you played for the Cardinals, so you probably prefer them. But growing up, was the Patriots your team?
No, gagging.
You were on the wrong side of the track, but not that wrong.
No, the Buffalo Bills, Romy. That the New England Patriots. We wanted to destroy the New England Patriots. The Buffalo Bills. That was my team, of course, growing up in Orchard Park, New York. And they eventually built the stadium right there as well. The old stadium that they're getting ready to tear down now and build a new one downtown, apparently. But I have basically three allegiances where I really root for an organization, root for another franchise. Obviously, the Arizona Cardinals. That is, I bleed the Arizona Cardinals. I had my best years by far and away. 7 years with the Cardinals organization, 4 Pro Bowls with a Cardinals organization, a team captain, 6 of the 7 years I was there. So I have great memories, and they treated me so well as a player when I was with the Cardinals organization. So I'll always identify with them, of course. But...
one of your allegiances.
That's one of the allegiances, the Buffalo Bills, because I grew up in Orchard Park, New York. O.J. Simpson running the ball. I wanted to be O.J. Simpson, thought about being O.J. Simpson.
I'm glad you
tried
didn't.
To be O.J. Simpson. And then I think we all know what happened to O.J. And suddenly I needed a new mentor, somebody to look at and say, yeah, I want to be like that guy. And we won't get into the details of that, of course, ladies and gentlemen. But then it was the Pittsburgh Steelers as well, because my brother Craig played for him for 10 years, and because they invited me into that locker room as a 17-year-old kid, and walking through that locker room filled with future Hall of Fame players. I mean, all of them. They were still all there. All the greats. And I consider it one of my most cherished memories and privileges. So my brother Craig still works for the Pittsburgh Steelers as the sideline analyst, not the analyst that actually sits in the booth. That's a good friend of his, Tunch Ilkin. But on the sideline, they leave my brother Craig, they leave his mic open and let him contribute to the broadcast whenever he has something from an analytical point of view from the sidelines. So he still works with them, and he's been there for 30 years. So I still root for them when they're not playing the Cardinals, of course. I still root for the Bills when they're not playing the Cardinals. I want to see them do well. Everything else, Romy, I just love watching football, period. Pro football in particular.
That was a clarifying question. When you say football, are you at a local high school on Friday nights? Are you watching College game day on Saturday and then dive into the pros? Or do you have to clear your mind of all that to get ready for Sunday?
I do like going to Friday night football from time to time, watching high school. I think it's the purity of it all that I really enjoy the most, and the memories that it brings back of trying to be this young man growing up, and you're trying to figure out what kind of man you're going to be and what kind of person you're going to be, let alone try to play football in a high school level. You know, you're worried about things that people are saying about you at seventh period lunch. You know, I mean, it's just a crazy, weird time, and yet I have so many great memories of being around my high school buddies and being on a high school football team and how that made me feel as a young guy trying to come of age. So I enjoy high school football, but when you get to the college level and now all of a sudden you've got all the recruiting that goes on, of course, and some of the times it's nefarious, to say the least. It's not as on the level as most people might think. And it takes a little bit of the joy away from the college game. That and the fact that they take a game of chess and suddenly dumb it down to a point where you're playing checkers. And I don't really mean dumb it down. It makes an awful lot of sense to say, we're going to go ahead, we're going to spread the field. This is what we're going to do. We're going to spread the field. We're going to go with 10 personnel. We're going to go with 4 wide receivers. We won't even have a tight end. We'll have a running back and a quarterback. They'll be in the shotgun. And we're going to try to snap the ball once every 14 or 15 seconds. We're just going to hurry up, get on the ball, run a play. And the reason being, of course, is because it will make the defense say, okay, look, they're going with the hurry up here. They're going with this up-tempo offense. We just want to make sure we're playing the right defense, right? We want to make sure we're playing the same defense. So they get really base. They don't get very involved on the defensive side of the ball because the offense is moving at such an up-tempo pace. So that's why I say you take this beautiful, complex game of football where it really is a chess match at the pro level, where you've got complex blitz packages, complex coverages being played, right? Combination coverages being played, all sorts of different protections being used and plays being run and adjustments off of those plays. You take this very, very complex game of football and suddenly you're saying, king me with checkers. That bothers me. And it's the reason why I'm not a huge fan of college football. I love the pageantry. I love the tradition. I love the players. I love the plays. I love the games that are good, close, contested games. But how many times? We just had a game last weekend, as a matter of fact. Notre Dame and Texas. Notre Dame, team number 10 in the country, playing Texas. They lost to Texas 47-50. Is that really football? Where is the drama? Where is the struggle? That's what I want to know. There was no drama. It was just all offense. It basically was a track meet with mouth guards.